This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. A little reminder, we're going to be down in Fremont. We have a big rally that we're scheduling to support Elon Musk and all the employees down there, the 40,000 people that are involved with this shakeout by the California dictator called Gavin Newsom. We're going to be down there showing support. We'll have a press conference at 1 o'clock. It's going to be in front of the actual dealership down there. They got a dealership that's sort of combined with the actual manufacturing plant. So we already advised Tesla. They're expecting us, and we expect a large crowd. So we want to make sure that you show up for that one if you're in the area. And we know that we need to show support for the Tesla folks and their employees because we're running the risk of losing the last car manufacturing facility in California because of the totalitarian nature of the socialist dictator. Gavin Newsom and his ilk, especially in the state legislature, it's time now to make a clean sweep of these folks, get them out of California, and restore New California to statehood, or actually create it to statehood, and as a result, we'll restore California, the two states, 51st state. Anyway, got a lot of things going on. The Flynn thing is absolutely exploding. And it's time now for vindication for the president, and he knows it, and everybody else does too. In the first 2 hours, we've been talking about that vindication like crazy. But with us right now, I asked Scott Adams to come on because I know he's a happy camper. We're both happy campers. We were talking before his show this morning. We're really both happy campers about what we're seeing here. But first, I think, Scott, you have an announcement, right?
Yes. Just a comment on that Elon Musk Tesla thing. You know, there's talk about him leaving California and going to Nevada or Texas or somewhere else. And I know that California is a beautiful place, and Nevada and Texas are, you know, they don't have the coastline like California does. I'm sure they don't want to leave, but Gavin Newsom's making it impossible. The same thing that's happening in China with respect to, you know, the tariffs, sanctions, and conflation that they're going through, where manufacturing plants are feeling compelled to leave for Vietnam or South Korea or even the United States. They're leaving China because it's not a good place to do business anymore because China's so corrupt and the dictator's just out of control. The same thing is true with California. The same thing that's going to happen to China is going to happen to California.
Yep.
And all you're going to have is a bunch of corrupt politicians like Pelosi and Feinstein who have been sleeping with China for the last 20 years like a hooker. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, right?
I love that, like a hooker.
The announcement is this. For those of you that are listening to Paul Preston's show and the Red State Talk Radio on the phone apps, we got some notice from our phone app carrier that was basically like a shakedown. It's like your landlord actually comes to you one day and says, we're gonna raise your rent tenfold. And so we're going to leave them at some point. And we've been kind of forced with an ultimatum. Pay up or 30 days, you're going to be – we're going to yank the rug out from underneath you. So we have a couple of solutions. So if you have trouble – listening to our programming with respect to the Red State Talk Radio phone apps, then what you'll want to do is switch over to like TuneIn or some other, right. You know, there are a lot of directories that you TalkStream Live has a thing called TalkRight, which works great. So there's a lot of other solutions to listen to us live, and we are going to be replacing our phone app with a new phone app. We have a couple of solutions already in the works. We're actually trying to figure out what solution is the best solution. And so we'll be making some notices about that. But if anything starts to happen to your phone app, it's because of what I just told you. And we are on it. We're going to be fixing that problem. And you could always email RSTR at redstatetalkradio.com for any questions you might have. It's the acronym for redstatetalkradio.com. RSTR at redstatetalkradio.com if you have any questions about what to do.
And thanks, Scott. That's that's been a concern. I know some people have expressed this to me before, and I'm glad you're taking action on it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the platform to do that. Regarding Flynn and everything, you know, also there's a lot happening today, Paul.
Boy howdy. It's just monumental. I love it.
You know, I think this is going to be a good test run in California 25. For their vote-by-mail fraud, because even if they do successfully steal that election, that's only going to be till November. They get another bite at the apple there. That's going to be a race contested. This is the special election to fill the shoes of Katie Hill, the woman that was like running around naked with a throuple.
Quadruple,
yeah,
whatever.
That state, Democrat, that district's been Democrat since 88. And all of a sudden, this is what it takes. You have to actually, like, you know, walk around Congress naked in a throuple and get your hair combed naked. And that's the only way that you might be able to flip a Democrat seat in California.
Yeah.
Because even in D.C., Marion Barry was on video smoking a crack pipe, doing a drug deal, and they still reelected him.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, the 25th district is an interesting one because it spills over way over into Palmdale, Lancaster, which is actually New California. We've divided up the L.A. County by what's rural and what's urban. Urban, of course, stays with old California. New California is rural, which is Palmdale, Lancaster. They've got big contracts there for the B-21 bomber, and that's a huge deal. And, of course, we know that in New California. But that's why Garcia is so, you know, he's so perfect for the position because he's a former Navy pilot. He also worked in aerospace and the industries down there. This is a necessary position to have for someone such as, well, his stature, by the way.
Well, keep in mind, too, that it represents a little bit of Ventura County.
Yes. And
where they, you know, bulldozed over the skateboard rinks.
Right? That, and that's where they want to come out and do contact tracing.
Yeah.
You know, the Hitlerian technique of tracking you down, and if you're sick, they're going to take you away business. I mean, it's just shades of Adolf Hitler right there.
I know. It sounds like it's pure fiction. It's unbelievable. That's what they think inside their head. But we got three races. We got Wisconsin, Nebraska, who is actually showing up at the polls, and California. You know, this whole thing, what's going on Capitol Hill, you got Fauci and Redfield and some of Trump's team that are going to be selling their case about COVID and, you know, getting reopening America. Steve Mnuchin said the other day that if we wait too long, we'll create permanent damage against our economy. That's exactly what the Democrats want to win the election, right? They're trying to win the election by tanking the economy. So there's a two-prong attack that's going on Capitol Hill right now as we speak, Paul. They have a committee hearing right now as we speak, and what they're doing...
Hey, Scott, we're going to run for time right now. We've got a break coming up, and all kinds of crazy things going on, of course. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I want to make sure, because it seems like we got a little glitch going on here. Well, I want to fix the glitch, by the way. We're going to run to a break right now, ladies and gentlemen, and Scott's going to hold that thought about what's going on right now in Congress, because this is really some big stuff going on. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And where's Leonora when you really need her, right? Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams. Scott, you're talking about what in the heck is going on with Flynn and all this other stuff. And, of course, it's a very gleeful day for you and I. We've already been celebrating long hours before our shows this morning. It's amazing what we're hearing, though, and what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that's true is that we are realizing that there was never any Russian collusion. There was never any Russian hacking. And that probably Seth Rich actually did transfer the data, as Bill Binney suggested. It was a flash drive transfer. And as Craig Murray from Julian Assange's right-hand man ambassador was in America University and probably got that flash drive in at that area. And I think Maria Butina was probably involved. And that this whole thing was a ruse. And that means that there was a couple of problems. The problem is that, and I've always said this, Paul, that if you take the Russian thing and just swipe it away, take that. Let's just say there is pieces to this puzzle. Let's take the Russian narrative off the table. Now all you have is basically you have wiretapping, FISA abuse, and spying on a political campaign, transition team, and presidency. So we've already removed everything Russia off the table, right? Now it's just a complete white background, and it's all wiretaps, FISA abuse, and skullduggery, right? That's what they're afraid of, because if they have no excuse, then all they're doing is skullduggery. But if they put the Russian component back on the table, now they say, well, we are the patriots fighting against the big Russian bear, and that Trump merely got caught in the crossfire. It was an accident. It was an honest mistake. And so, that's what they're going to try to spin. But what's happening is the more discredited, and that's the problem with Trey Gowdy right now. You know, there's a big problem with Trey Gowdy, right? He's been exposed as a fraud. And that Trey Gowdy was selling a bunch of garbage with a big bark but no bite. And he still believes in the Senate report, which is that the Russians were colluding, they were back, but there was no outcome, that they didn't change the outcome of the election and so the election was fair. That's what the Senate, came up
with. Let me hold you up for a second. Is his conclusion stating that there was no, we're talking about Trey Gowdy now and what the Senate was saying.
He's saying there was Russian collusion.
He says that there was Russian collusion, but the Senate
change the outcome of the election.
It didn't change the outcome of the election, so the election was fair. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, and if you go to Gateway Pundit, there's two really great video clips on this, and there's one about Matt Gaetz throwing Trey Gowdy under the bus. Why did he reject our subpoenas? He and Paul Ryan were together rejecting subpoenas. Now his talking points is identical to the Senate Committee on Intelligence. Their findings is identical, no change. And so you could find that article. It's probably have to scroll down a ways, but they have both video clips, audio clips, on the Gateway Pundit right now. Yeah, it's near the top. You scroll down a little bit, and it says, Tucker Carlson confronts former Representative Trey Gowdy, did that last night, for actions he and former Speaker Paul Ryan took that allowed Mueller and Obamagate to flourish. So there's that. So, you know, that's the big part. You know, keep in mind, too, this timeline was well spelled out by Jim Jordan recently. And he says January 3rd is when Schumer said that the IC has 6 ways till Sunday to get back at you. January 4th, the very next day, it's Peter Strzok basically trying to keep the investigation on Flynn open, because Pienka wrote up the original missing 302. Right? Pienka wrote up a 302. It was missing. It's missing now. So what happened was Peter Strzok wrote up a new 302 out behind Pienka's back, colluded with Lisa Page, who was the advisor to McCabe. And Lisa Page, there's text on this, where Lisa Page said, did Andy like what the 302 that you came up with? You know, so basically he manufactured a 302 that was prosecutorial, you know, that could work, because Pienka wanted to close the case down. He said there was nothing there. They were together in that, you know, that January 23rd, 24th meeting. So it was right after that. So January 3rd, Schumer does the 6 ways till Sunday. January 4th, which was after the December 28th call between Kislyak and Flynn, Strzok was wanting to keep it open. On the 5th was the meeting, and then we know what happened in that meeting, right? That was coordinated by the President Trump himself. I have up on my, President Obama himself, and I have up on my Twitter feed handwriting from an Obama letter and the notes related to that meeting, and they match up perfectly. Mm-hmm. With the writing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. They're side by side. It's exactly his handwriting.
Now, a couple of things. I want to go back to the Gateway Pundit, and I alluded to the Gateway Pundit back in the first hour because it's, you know, I like the Gateway Pundit. I know you follow the Gateway Pundit. One of the things that has popped up, and I didn't get a chance to go the whole way on this one. First of all, that it's happening. Trump tweets Tucker Carlson's devastating breakdown on why Obama's panicked. Of course, hashtag Obamagate. The next story is President Obama's hands are dirty. They are beyond dirty. He has judicial blood on his hands. Former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova, who's a fan of New California, might add. And then Tucker Carlson confronts former Rep. Trey Gowdy for actions. Ladies and gentlemen, here you go. On my show, you guys will pick up on this. Former Speaker Paul Ryan, the actions that they took that allowed Mueller and Obamagate to flourish. So I haven't seen this. This must have happened last night, right? With Trey Gowdy.
Yeah. That's what
you're referring to?
Cates called him out a couple of days ago on Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's this. Last night, and you should have seen, because he in the interview, he's saying some really wildly ridiculous stuff, that it's not a witch hunt. Ray wasn't and Rosenstein wasn't going after Trump. He said all that. So Tucker played that for Trey Gowdy, and basically what happened was Trey Gowdy said, well, I was wrong on that, but, you know, blah, 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 and he just went on with it, you know. But still today, he claims he supports the Senate findings, even in the interview last night. So he's a bad apple.
Wow.
He's part of the deep state in a big way. He's not much different than Paul Ryan, except he gives great bark. He has a great voice. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Questioning.
Well, that's kind of interesting. That's a very interesting angle. And again, you know, the thing that scares me the most is somebody even remotely connected to Paul Ryan, you know, like Fox News, how those kind of things start to really change on you. And I see where it says Matt Gaetz hurdles Trey Gowdy under the bus. The article that you're talking about. Well, I'm not going to play that today because, I'll get you on the show. You're better than these guys. Anyway, but we'll put this up. We'll make sure it gets posted on Agenda 21 Radio. And okay, so
I gave you a little bit of that timeline, but the timeline's going to come out. The declassification of Obama staff members came out. Do you know Obama, for example, in his telephone call with Isikoff, had 3,000 staff members on that call. 3,000. That's enough media people. I'm telling you, what's happening is, in light of this, Obama now is trying to protect himself by setting out talking points and strategy sessions as to how to narrate. He's basically orchestrating the entire media against this outlay that's about to come out. This is the next thing that they're doing. They realize, okay, now is the time we have to do this. So a lot of stuff's coming out, but they have an orchestrated plan to push back against the truth that's coming out. That's what's happening. Wow. So Trump understands this, mm-hmm. and he's getting aggressive with it. And he's going to come out and he's going to basically say, you know, basically it's akin to this. I had this imagination going through my head. I said, you know, this is like somebody blowing up the entire city of New York. And if that was good for Trump and bad for the Democrats, they would find a way to hide that story. You know?
Well, they're trying to hide it now. They're trying to mitigate it. Of course, that's why Obama, which I think is really stupid, is coming out the way he's coming out. Because it's the problem is that the truth is always going to win out here, and it makes him look stupid. It really makes him look bad. And of course, as a president, you know, that has now moved on almost four years later, he should just shut up.
Yeah.
You know, the best thing for him is to shut up. But you see, they can't do that because their training is to confront this and try and, quote, get out in front of it. And here they are so far behind it. It's not doing it. You know, this is I think, what Trump's plan was. We're further out in front of it. They didn't expect a lot of this stuff that's happening. We haven't given the complete tranche of everything yet to any of these things. It's all going to be dribbled out as you get into the election and even beyond that. So they're a little bit stymied on terms of how to react to this, even though their gut is to get out in front of it, and they're never going to get out there. The truth is always winning out here.
Yeah, and you know, also happening today, you got Fauci, you got the Supreme Court going over Trump's taxes, whether he should release them or not. You got these three elections. You got the declass of Obama staff members for the unmasking. So you have a lot going on. But as I was saying, that Trump is keeping an eye on what Obama's moves are right now.
Yep.
But there's Trump has another reason to keep his eyes on another ball that's in play. And I think it's one of the most important things that's happening today. And nobody's really talking about this angle. And how much time do we have? And I'll get right into it.
Go ahead. No, we got plenty of time. We're blowing through the series of commercials right now.
Thank you for that. So here's the big deal behind this COVID committee hearing today. It's not just about what Steve Mnuchin said about protecting our economy from permanent damage by reopening America sooner than later, because if you know, and it's not just about the Democrat governors wanting to keep things closed to hurt Trump, and the Republican governors in states like Georgia that are having great success. Their numbers of deaths and tests are going down. You know, they're right. Positives are up, their negatives are down because they opened first early. And I think that there's a lot to be said about people not getting their voices heard when it comes to herd immunity and vitamin D, vitamin C, getting to the gym, staying active, and doing what's right for their life. Because everybody knows that if you go to the gym, you eat right, you get some good sun, you get out, and you get that herd immunity, you're going to live a longer life than if you stay sheltered, curled up in a fetal position, sucking your thumb like a typical liberal, right? So that's the problem, right? Now, here's the biggest issue of the day, and I just queued it up, and that is, this is all about, forget what you see, it's all about vote by mail. But what they're doing, they're trying to shrink the gap between closing down, reopening. So if they extend the reopening, that puts us back into like June, July, right? And then all of a sudden the fall comes up in a couple of months. And what did they say weeks ago? Fauci was on, he said
October.
It's going to be doubly worse in the fall because we're going to have the unprecedented impact of a COVID and the seasonal flu. Both strands are going to be out at the same time. So we're going to have a double trouble, is what he said. So we're going to have a double trouble. So what they're going to say in the committee is, opening up too soon is a bad idea. And in the fall, we're going to have double trouble. And already the CDC has said, we advocate for vote by mail. And already you have Gavin pushing it, Cuomo pushing it, all the liberals pushing it. Why are they pushing it? Because it helps them cheat.
Yeah, it's the only way for them to win is to cheat. Exactly.
So that's why this Garcia election right now is so important, mm-hmm. because he was 10, 11, 12 points ahead, and he's a shoo-in to win that seat. If he loses, we're going to know it's because of voter fraud, because of the vote by mail, right? Mm-hmm. And the vote by mail and what the kind of rigging they've been doing down there at the last minute. And so what we're going to do is study this really well. And if we do get defeated by the rigging and the cheating, then what we could do is analyze that, because those two are going to run at it again when Trump's coattails are in the picture up in November, because this is just to bridge the gap from Katie Hill's seat to the election cycle. So that's important. That's where we're going to look at that in a big way. But we could learn a lot from how they're cheating from that if we pay close attention.
Well, let me hang on a second. I want to correct something, because this is from our people down in New California, in the L.A. area. They're in New California, L.A. rural, as we call it. And it's about this correction for this particular seat, because it's really something. I've heard this repeated now. I haven't bothered to correct it because I haven't been covering the story that much. But I knew this was the accuracy of this needs to come out, is that Katie Hill was the first Democratic representative since 1993. It's always been held by Buck McKinnon, who has represented the district for the majority of the time, and then a Steve Knight, who the guy has some disparaging remarks about Steve Knight. Then that gave rise, because of his bad conduct, basically, Steve Knight, it gave rise to Katie Hill coming into office in the last go-around. So that's a correction. It hasn't been since 88. Actually, she's the first Democratic rep since 1993 to be in that district.
You know, I heard someone on Fox and Friends make that stat, and that's where I got that
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I heard it, too, this morning, and I thought that's – and I'm glad our friend down there in L.A. Rural, a New Californian assembly member, actually, made that correction. So thanks. I was saying thanks a lot for that. Okay, anyway.
So, yeah, this whole thing is going to be about, you know, doom and gloom in the fall, doom and gloom reopening early – which is not early anymore. Anybody reopening now is late. But the reopening is doom and gloom. The fall with the double strand, flu and COVID, is doom and gloom.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to try to, and then CDC is going to be supporting. And Redfield's as corrupt as the day is long, too. He runs CDC, and you know who his assistant
is. Yeah.
Nat Saunier,
right.
The sister to Rod Rosenstein. They all hate Trump. And you know Fauci does, and Fauci's in bed with Gates. Gates hates Trump. So you're going to have this, and they can't do it last minute. So they have to get the vote by mail agreed to by like July or August. You know, that's what they're going to have to do. So that's why this committee hearing right now is so important, because they're going to have to set the foundational ground rules for the November election. And if they can make the argument that it's vote by mail across the country, then this is going to be a Supreme Court decision that's going to have to be made.
Sure. I think they're pressing for that, but I don't think that's going to get them too far, especially if all of a sudden something happens to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, just to throw that one out there.
Sounded healthy today. I was listening to her speak today. If that was her voice.
If that was her voice, right. Good. But there's that issue going on. But there's also, like you said, the CDC numbers and what might happen. And again, I want to kind of allay the fears that usually the CDC starts marking flu and influenza starting in October. That's when they really kind of keep their counts going on. And it kind of gives them some idea as to what the what's going to be happening with influenza. Now, and again, there's nothing really out of the norm in terms of the numbers of people that are have been infected by the COVID-19. In fact, when you take a look at the numbers, even today, they sound really horrific, you know. But the reality check is, in a normal season, they're not really that abnormal. In fact, they're quite low. for morbidity. And again, part of the other problem, as you know, is, and again, go back to Ventura County. I know that they've been, everybody who dies now in Ventura County, especially those that get cremated, are always listed as COVID fatalities. This is something that's going on all around the United States where COVID, everybody's dying of COVID, which is really not the case.
It's a political attack. So long as they can keep those death counts high, they can create fear. They can create, give you a reason to stay at home. They can give a reason for their draconian authoritarian rule and ordering you and locking you up if you get into a crowd or go to a store or open up your store. They can arrest you. None of this is in line with the Bill of Rights. And at some point, you know, I think not only lawsuits need to start happening, I can't wait to see the lawsuit that Flynn's going to have. By the way, did you know that Flynn was a registered Democrat?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Look him up on Wikipedia. He's a Democrat. And I'm sure he's not going to vote Democrat this year, but
I don't think so.
We'll say he's a lawyer, but I researched to see if he had a law degree. He doesn't have a law degree, but he is a registered Democrat. And if you go to Wikipedia, you'll see it says party Democrat.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting. But, you know, he's in a very good position now. And I don't know when this judge is going to be knocking it out for them. I thought maybe the judge would rule yesterday when everybody was on edge about that and nothing happening. I haven't heard what's going to come out today or what they're going to do.
The exoneration out of Sullivan's cold, dead hands. It seems
cold, dead hands.
It has to be.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love what's happening, though, right now with all this coming out. There's going to be a lot more. This is going to be dribbling out, I think, all the way up until the election. I think there's going to be even more bigger surprises. There's going to be an October surprise. I mean, here it is. You're looking at May now. We're just about halfway through May, June, July, August, September, October. Now, California has a particular problem. And I brought this up before with California's projecting forward 3 months for their primary, because normally the primary is in June. They went for the 3 month advance to March and had very little success with it. Really, they did. I mean, they were happy with some of the elections. But the bottom line is that their whole reasoning for pulling everything forward was to get two bond elections going on and get those passed and approved, and they could get a total of $54 billion, which would help them completely in their bailout for their economic problem. And this is coming before COVID, right? They did this. Actually, they knew these numbers when we knew the numbers back in 2016 and 2017, because Chris Street, who's with New California, of course, was projecting these numbers. That's why we're here right now in this place, because of we knew that this financial collapse of California was going to happen. Yet they advanced it so that they could get these two bonds on. Oddly enough, Newsom went to China. He went to Trump. He went to the bank. They went to Deutsche Bank, and they went to another bank, and was turned down completely for long-term funding. So that money for those bonds shut down. Completely shut down. Now, when we had the primary election here, well, two things happened. One, those bonds faded away, and which was very interesting because they were school construction bonds, which the electorate has never turned them down, Scott. So we were figuring it was going to be a clean sweep for that, but it turned out no, it didn't happen. And the reason why it didn't happen, because in February they were denied by these banks any long-term funding. So they said, wait a minute, we got a problem. We got this election coming up that we marked out in March, and we did this 2 years ago with Jerry Brown calling for this because we knew we'd have this financial problem. But now all of a sudden, we don't have any lenders that'll give us the money for the bonds that we're going to issue based upon the electorate, you know, granting the authority. So basically what I said happened was, well, they just put it in reverse. They just cheated in reverse, and they made sure that the bonds did not pass, which I think is exactly what there should be something going on there with our Justice Department, the with ours, with the federal DOJ looking into that. I think there was voter fraud there. But then the problem that they have is really a bad one. Because when the primaries came and went, we took a look at the numbers, Scott, at really where that fell. And we said to ourselves, well, there's 53 representatives in California and for the House of Representatives because we have 40 million people. But the problem is California only has 7 Republicans of the 53. They've almost been completely wiped off the face of the earth there. And that's what Newsom said this time in 2020, that California would wipe out the Republican Party from the House of Representatives. That's what his goal was. Problem is this. We looked at the numbers. And at the primaries, because the top two go on, and, you know, of course, it turned out many Republicans were brought into the fold. Now, we think that California could possibly pick up 22 seats in the House of Representatives. 22.
Wow.
So this is the problem that the Democrats have. Not only did they not get the $54 billion because they advanced it forward and they were denied loans on the long term, but also it gives us an extra 3 months to campaign against them in the House of Representatives. And that is a problem. I'm telling you right now, that's a big problem.
You know how they were saying that the polls were so inaccurate because there was never a candidate like President Trump? They didn't have models for this?
Right.
You know, And then they also, I don't think, had models for how rigged the election was. I mean, when we take a look at the primary this year and the primary in 2016 in California, the numbers are so different this year than they were 4 years ago. And that's because, you know, the state of California had to concede to purge 1.5 million voters from the rolls. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling me that it wasn't just 1.5, it was upwards of 5 million.
Right.
So think about that. Think about how, you know, they harped on this, we won the popular vote, so we really won. They're not even going to get that now if they could keep these voter rolls clean. And that's the thing. Right now, it's going to be doubly hard for Team Obama and Team Hillary
to
fake the election right now because they don't have an infrastructure in place. And Trump has made sure that the Federal Election Commission is iron tight. I guarantee you. And I believe this. I believe that Kirstjen Nielsen lost her job not because of the immigration problems. Well, she was weak on that, too. But she lost her job because she didn't do what she was supposed to do in 2018 election in maintaining or stamping out voter fraud wherever it existed. And she allowed this ballot harvesting to get ahead. And
right.
all the
late right.
Republican victories flipped into Democrats' hands. She got fired for that reason alone. She failed miserably. She was duped. And I don't think we're going to get duped again in the Trump election.
Not this time. But I do think there's going to be a problem in California in terms of we got to continually scope it out. We have to continually look at it. And that's one of the commitments that the new California State Movement's going to do. We can't be partisan one way or another in our approach as New California. We have to remain politically neutral. But it doesn't mean that we can't go out and be supervising the polling places and making sure everybody has a clean vote. But that's going to be very difficult if we have the mail and see, we have ballot harvesting here. You know, that's the other part of it. Unless somebody comes in and there's a successful lawsuit, which I just don't think that's going to happen unless you get the feds involved. And I'm hoping that Bill Barr and somebody from, the Department of Justice steps in and says that there's election fraud going on out here in a massive scale. By the way, they have the data for that. You know, you can talk about the Election Integrity Project. And Ruth Weiss and these folks have done a fantastic job, and Linda Payne is the other one. They have done a fantastic job in documenting all these things, the excess voter rolls that you talked about. They've got it up and down 10 years worth of electoral data out of California, and it all shows fraud. Every bit of it shows at great lengths the fraud that they've gone to.
Wow. Yeah, I got a news alert here. It's kind of interesting. What's your take on this, Paul? Big advertisers from GM to Pepsi Cola are seeking to walk back spending commitments. Let's see, it just blanked out. Commitments they made to TV networks, people familiar with the matter say. So GM and Pepsi Cola are pulling their spending for TV networks. I think that's because of this obvious thing that's happening where it's been they've been busted wide open. The media was paid off to sell the Obama agenda and attack Trump because the media was directly involved with this. And what they're finding is the media has been hiding the truth from the American people with respect to this coup against our beloved president. And I think that's a bridge too far. And to the election point, you know, just like I was saying about the data and the polls got it wrong in 2016, they have a whole new set of data points. And, you know, it just might come back to blow them in the face, this vote by mail, if they can't cheat. There's so many people that support Trump and what he's doing. And where's Biden? Is he in a garage still? Another room?
He's locked up in a tree trunk.
He won't even show, like, give a tour of his house or, you know, go in the living room and show his dog or whatever. He won't do anything. He just sits there like a stuffed dummy.
Yeah, yeah. One of the other things I wanted to lay out here, because it's important for us tomorrow, we're going to be doing this. It says, Trump, California should support Elon Musk opening Tesla plant now. And yes. this came out. It says that there was a tweet that came out. Actually, my people have shown me this tweet. That as we sit here, a tweet just recently popped out by Donald Trump. California should let Tesla open the plant now. It can be done fast and safely. And that was just tweeted out just this morning, about not too long ago.
This is a great PR move for Tesla. PR for Tesla. But Elon Musk had some differences with Trump, right? And he left this panel early on. But
oh, yeah.
So he's always been in love with Trump, but I guarantee he's loving Trump now.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's going to love New California because we're going to bring a whole bunch of protesters that we're already in touch with the Tesla plant and Elon Musk people. And we're going to be bringing down New Californians tomorrow in the droves in our support for Elon Musk. I mean, you know, with New California, we want guys like Elon Musk around. Hello. And you take a look at the map and where we're located, we already have some of his plants in manufacturing. We've got San Joaquin County. We've got other counties down in L.A., Long Beach, in that area where he has his, you know, SpaceX. SpaceX is here. You can pick up SpaceX and leave California. And again, most of aerospace has left California. We used to have a huge, thriving aerospace, but, you know, because of overregulation, taxation, and all the other stuff that goes on with a communist state, of course.
I would not be
They left.
I would not be surprised if he took his business over to the east coast of Florida, where Cape Canaveral is, you know, Jupiter and that area, because there's a lot of Teslas in Florida. They love that car.
Oh, but that, no, we're not going to give it up. He's going to stay in New California and create New California State. That's what's going to happen. I mean, you got to have, you know, the East Coast, West Coast thing is going to be beautiful for space, you know, especially with the Space Force coming on. You know, that's the whole thing. And actually, it's been dormant out here in California. All you have is Cape Canaveral. Lompoc over there. What's it called? Vandenberg. That's what you have over here. And they launch a lot of rockets, but it's different orbital, so on. Different orbital routes that they take. They go from, you know, polar area to polar area, and rather than orbital that you typically find in Florida. But it's two different launch trajectories. But my point is that with Tesla and with SpaceX here dominating, you'll have a coast-to-coast representation of the so-called Space Force, which I think is going to be what Donald Trump really wants to see happen.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that a lot of these things, you know, when you have all these protesters being arrested by the Gestapo police and the SS, it's really akin to what we saw in Germany. And
yes,
you get to see the ugly side of socialism And when and you get to also see that these socialist politicians aren't with the people. They're with their authority. And this is, I think, driving it so crystal clear. It's been crystallized as to what this is really all about. Because given the chance, Governor Whitmer or, you know, Gavin Newsom or you know, Cuomo in New York or Northam in Virginia, and you can go all the way around. The folks in Oregon, that the woman, I forget her name. But
Brown,
all the
Kate Brown.
Kate Brown, you know, and Inslee in Washington. You can go all around the country, and it's these governors that are total authoritarian rule now. And it's being exposed for what it is. And I think that the polls aren't even going to be able to pick up on that because the radical left is always going to support these people. But there's going to be so much center left and all the independents. They're going to be leave this party for quite a long time because I think these are really bad optics in a political season. These are really poor optics for the Democrats. And not only that, you can still get to see Trump in the Rose Garden every day with these press conferences.
Yes, that's right.
Press, right?
That's right.
And we know what happened yesterday with the Chinese lady. But here's the thing. Meanwhile, Biden is still locked in a bunker, right? And what does that say? I mean, and yet you still get these poll numbers, these fake poll data that says Biden's the choice. You know, it's like, is Biden even alive? You know, crazy.
Well, I think it's almost more like it's a game to me. It seems like there's some sort of game they're trying to, you know, play us for right now, which is, you know, I've just discounted everything that basically goes on with those guys anyway.
And that's why I think the GM and Pepsi Cola are pulling their funding. I mean, they're rolling back their spending on advertising, which is what I said on my show. I said there's going to come a time where you just have to say, anybody supporting the people that are lying and trying to attack our country, which is what Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer and Don Lemon and all these losers, Fredo, are doing. They're attacking our foundation, our republic, our country. They support the coup against our president because they hate him so much, because he's not politically correct, because he doesn't wear the tweed jacket, you know, because he doesn't look like the Ivy League professor. You know, they hate him. But he's been right all along. They've been wrong. Mm-hmm. He is the Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School and Caddyshack. He is that character, and they hate him for it.
Well, the one of the things that we got all kinds of stuff going on here about the Donald. People are texting me because of the new California thing, what's going to be happening tomorrow, and all the things that's happening right now with Donald Trump and all that good stuff, which I think is pretty amazing. And anyway, so I wanted to quickly, though, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you, because I got to get this commercial for our own thing going on here tomorrow, because Scott, we're getting people wanting to know all the information. Go ahead.
ScottAdamsShow.com, RedStateTalkRadio.com. Again, the announcement on the phone apps can't be said. There might be a shutdown of our phone app, and we're going to come up with a replacement. So if that happens, you can email rstr@redstatetalkradio.com.
And thanks a lot. And I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow we're going to be in front of the Tesla showroom at 901 Page Road in Fremont. We're going to arrive at noon and go till about 2:30. We're going to have a press conference at 1 o'clock with me. We'll be talking about all kinds of things about why we should be supporting the obvious, why we should be supporting Tesla and getting rid of all this restrictions. And, you know, this game that they're going to play in October, as you know, it's going to be a game. And it's all they have is a big lie to get themselves elected. I mean, this is their election pitch, you know, which is amazing to me, Scott. Absolutely amazing. It's all they got. We got 15 seconds. Go.
Oh, we're good. You know, I think the truth is going to prevail. And this is going to, the next series of days and weeks are going to prove to be really fruitful for the Trump administration.
Yep.
And is going to, you know, make its way forward.
Awesome. Listen, Scott, thanks for being with us today, and say hi to Leonora.
I will.
Okay.
Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And, you know, if you're around the Tesla showroom tomorrow, show up at around noon and become part of the demonstration and show support for Elon Musk and Tesla. So thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.